Just as we were getting acquainted with Atlas, the bipedal robot from Google, Alphabet takes an official breather from robotics and closes up shop, at least for now. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. While it was fun while it lasted, Google's parent company Alphabet has officially dismantled its robotics effort. This comes with the news that the company is selling Boston Dynamics. Now, they're responsible for the famed legged robot named Atlas, which made a bit of a splash virally. Let's go straight to Wall Street Journal reporter Jack Nickas, who is joining us on the line from San Francisco. Welcome back, Jack.
Thank you.
You know, it seems like not too long ago we were just talking about Atlas, the latest of many videos from Boston Dynamics, which leads me to wonder, has this been something that was brewing? Is this a sudden move? What's the deal there?
It appears, at least over the last several months and potentially longer, there has been sort of a shift in direction within Alphabet, which is the parent of Google, in terms of the robotics program that it put together in late 2013 with a series of acquisitions. So Boston Dynamics is the maker of the Atlas robot that you mentioned and has really become one of the most famous robotics companies in the world for its pretty amazing and some people will say creepy kind of humanoid and animal robots that have garnered more than 100 million views on YouTube. But now Alphabet is trying to sell Boston Dynamics, and largely over sort of internal disagreements over the direction of the company. Boston Dynamics is, now 24 years old and really has yet to generate meaningful revenue. It's largely an R&D firm. Whereas Google wants to see it make some money in the next several years, and it seems like Boston Dynamics is hesitating towards that sort of direction.
Gotcha. Is there any word yet from the Boston Dynamics camp?
No, they are notoriously secretive, and we have not received any comment. We did try to reach out to them several ways. However, I did interview Astro Teller, who is the so-called captain of moonshots at Google. He heads the kind of long-term project unit called Google X, or now just called X, mm-hmm. within Alphabet. And he told me that basically Boston Dynamics, unlike some of the other robotics firms that Google acquired, did not come under the X branch because there were, again, disagreements over its direction. Astro Teller says within X, he wants teams to focus on solving a problem, not to be married to any technology. Mm-hmm. But he suggested that Boston Dynamics was sort of very much attached to the humanoid robots that it had developed and was unwilling to sort of abandon them if necessary in order to solve a larger issue.
One name that's been popping up within this story is Android co-founder Andy Rubin. He was put in place to spearhead this effort a few years ago. How did his departure, he departed in, I guess it was 2014, how did this hurt things?
Well, Andy Rubin, was really seen as a visionary within Google. He co-founded Android, which has obviously become a hugely successful project there, and backs most of the world's smartphones. But in 2013, Google acquired a series of companies. At least seven of those were robotics firms, including Boston Dynamics, and some of those companies were grouped together and dubbed Replicant, and he headed that unit. And it was sort of a robotics firm. It was essentially a mishmash of robotics firms that didn't have a clear goal, and his job was to try to give them a clear vision and monetize this. Mm-hmm. And however, about a year later, he left Google, and as a result, the robotics group sort of floundered for a little while, and then recently, it's been essentially dissolved, and a lot of those workers have been wrapped up into X. And now, within X, the company is saying that these workers are trying to reframe some of the work they have done in robotics, mm-hmm. to solve specific problems. But again, you know, none of that has been figured out yet. So we don't know how or whether, you know, some of the robotics works will be repurposed or whether they'll just be set to work on some new projects.
So, I mean, a lot of the talk of this latest story is that Google is giving up on robotics. I can't imagine that's the case, but is that at least the case for now?
Well, I think that Google is not giving up on robotics, but it's giving up on sort of this this specific robotics program that it had assembled. Instead, robotics is going to be a technology that you know, is used in a lot of its other different projects, but it's not going to have some sort of specific unit that just works in robotics. It's going to, you know, because it has self-driving cars, those are robots. It has delivery drones, those are robots. But, you know, it's not it's not going to have a dedicated group that figures out how to build robots. It's probably going to be a technology that is used by several different groups instead.
Jack Nickas, thanks as always for joining the podcast.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. For more shows, be sure to check out wsj.com/podcasts, and you can also subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. This has been the Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening.